Why would you look at that? I would say something about what the cat dragged in, but I wouldn't want the cat to feel bad about themselves. You look like a wreck. Well, at least you're alive. Welcome to the Knights of Favonia. What can I do for you? I do so make it sound as though we're a convenience store or a restaurant. But you know that already. Welcome home. Shall I prepare a meal?
Draw a bath? Or perhaps, would you want me?
Your reactions are so telling of who you are as a person. Not just the way that you scold me, but there's other ways too. The subtle way that you grit your teeth at me. The slight reminiscence of an old friend. And the cute way that you mauled for me. Your expression is different today, underling.
Or did you prefer I call you my new partner? Yes, just in from Jean. You're going to be going with me today, and we're going to be getting closer than we were before. I hope you don't mind. I certainly don't. So, do you want to talk about it? How that previous date went with you-know-who? Oh. Oh my. So it's like that, is it? Don't worry. You can't get everyone. There's more fish in the sea and all that. And, well, you don't need to get too upset, do you? Getting physical so soon, you'll make me blush. Or perhaps this was your way of saying you said no, you rejected the date, all so you could be with me. How daring. I didn't take you for such a brute. But if that's what will make you happy, you can have me even now. Was it too much for you? But really,
are you okay?
Whenever you have that look, I know either someone's gotten on your nerves at best case, and at worst, you've had your heart broken.
Freeze. Right there. Don't move. That's an order. As your superior, I can't have you going into a dangerous situation with your heart aflutter. This requires an emergency situation, one that I do not call on for just anyone. You must accompany me for a day out. A date, if you will, if you so want to consider it that.
No.
There's no two ways about it, and especially no conditions with it. Oh, come on. It'll be my treat. You always were so easily convinced, at least after a little encouragement. I'm sorry that happened to you, first and foremost. You don't deserve to be treated that way. Just because you're looking for love, and just because not everyone understands you, it doesn't mean you deserve to be treated in such a way that makes you make such a scary scowl. Don't be so sensitive about it. I actually find that scowl and that face to be indubitably and undeniably attractive. Do you find it repulsive that I find you attractive? Or does it make your heart aflutter more than that fool who broke it? Either way, I don't mind playing from behind. The difference is, once I latch onto you, you must understand I'm going to spoil you. It is part of my policy that my partners in crime must be, at least, spoiled to a certain extent. Whether it be wine or perhaps something far more interesting. I will stop at nothing. Do you hear me? Nothing. Oh, didn't take me for the relentless type? Then allow me to return your actions. You, with your back against the wall, are quite adorable. However, I don't prefer this position for you, if only because you've had your back against the wall in romance for far too long. And I want to see you thrive. I know people say I'm cold, but I promise it's not cold to you. You're worth cooling down.
Of course I believe in you. Your words and your actions, but of course your mannerisms telling you enough that I can know almost exactly what's going through your mind. Not that you're easy to read, just that sometimes you are. Now, my icy little rose, won't you find it in your heart to see me in at least a somewhat positive light? Come now.
Give me a chance, and I won't let you down. How long have you known me, and when have I let you down in serious or dire straits, even once? I shall be your knight, not in shining armor, but wrapped in decadence, and spoiling all the same. Instead of protecting you and doing something you can already do for yourself just fine, I wish to spoil you in a way that no knight in shining armor can. What knight do you know who knows how to truly have a good night after the sun has set, after the stars are out and glaring down at us? What do you think is the best kind of companion? I'll tell you, it's a trick question, really. It's always the one you underestimate. The one single soul who has your interests memorized and who truly knows what you need when even you can't figure yourself out. You know this. And for how long have I always been there when you find yourself in tears? I can see it. Or more importantly, I can feel it on you. You wish to cry, then cry. I would never, not in all my years of knowing you, would I ever judge you for those tears, or put you down for them. How many times have you been there for me? This is not just about mutual interest. Not just about having you at your best tomorrow. That's more a side effect of things. What I care about is your genuine well-being. I know. I'm well aware. You take me as a meddler. And partially to my own credit. That is something I've always put forward, a facade of always knowing what I'm talking about. But with you, I actually do enjoy the teasing. Not just in teasing you, not just in poking you when you're down, but making sure when you get back up, you get what you need. And when you're down, I'll always be that hand that picks you up again. Look out. A close one, wasn't it? You best be watching your step. Or, of course, you don't have to. I quite enjoyed saving you. For a moment, whether you intended it or not, you let me play that role I've always wanted to. For you. It's nothing to worry about. Just as long as we've known each other, it's usually been the subtle things that I've always taken, that I've always rescued you from. Very seldom is one as skilled as you in a situation to be rescued. But had I not saved you from your untimely fall, the brave knight may have scraped your ankle, and then what? Perhaps that ankle scrape would have worked against you because a poison, a toxin truly most grotesque, would have sank its fangs into your broken skin tomorrow. In that way, I might have just saved your life. Don't you think it would be fine if we were to go together into the depths of the night? Just this once. Hmm? Oh, you have a dirty mind, don't you? When I said the depths of the night, I was speaking for... My, my. How am I supposed to take that? Am I supposed to take it icy and distant? Or am I supposed to break down into my feelings for you, I wonder? Either way, I think my reaction may be neither what you expected nor what you wanted. But I'll be damned if I let you get the jump on me for being so dense for so long. As if I could let someone as dense as you, as completely unhinged when it comes to romance, who I've watched go and ruin their heart many times, they chance to escape again. If you dare to mean that kiss, then you best prepare yourself, because this time, it's different. This time, I won't let you get away so easily, no matter who tries to steal your heart. I know we've been in somewhat of a friend zone with each other, but it was never meant to be that way. Misunderstandings upon misunderstandings. Trust me, I'll spell it out for you if I have to. I like you. I've liked you for a very long time, and I find you to be fascinating, interesting, and you make me feel warm, and honestly, for all my secrets, for all the things I can't share with anyone else, I want you to be the one I spoil, the one thing in this world that I still find endearing, passionate, instead of just caring about preservation and what's right. I don't want to think about that, not with you. Of course I think about your well-being, I obsess over it. I think I'm supposed to be the cool guy around here, but somehow you make me burn up. You make every thought swell with thoughts of you. What did you think I was going to say? By looks of it, you almost give me the intention, the very slight inkling, that you thought I was going to say something a whole lot more on brand for me. But of course, I couldn't let you have it. If I were to give in and just give you exactly what you expect from me, would I not just be another romance option? I don't just want to be a route. I want to be that whole game that you're playing. Yes, I'm aware of many things. I am fully aware of how much time you've put into me as well. You've tried to protect me more times than I can remember. You've tried to get me the best equipment. You've gone out of your way to sacrifice for someone even as selfish as me. And yet, those eyes tell me you don't understand how I could fall in love with you. Must I spell it out for you? Trust me, I don't mind. I've been spelling out things for you for how long has it been? 5 years? 5 years too short, yet so storied. I could write 1,000 books purely upon how many times you've inspired me. How many times have you been my polar opposite, and yet You've completed me. You've made me feel alive. In situations like I've explained, governed by self-preservation, by orders and understanding, you've given me a passion for things that I never thought I could. You've shown me these sides to you, this feeling that I could get nowhere else. And why do you think that is? Why do you think you've been so incredible? And simple, really. You're one of the most genuine, most caring people I've ever met. Whether it be my teasing of you endlessly, or my doting on you, you always, always seem to put others before yourself in a fascinating way. But also, your spoiled side. I do so enjoy spoiling you. It may seem as though I do it far too often. Or maybe it seems as though I pick too much fights with you over your love life. But a jealous man can only go so far. You see, I didn't orchestrate the failure of those romances, but I did wish upon them so much. I was jealous every time you gave them your attention instead of me. I spent days aching, agonizing over what if it works out? What if I never get to tell you these exact words? What if I spend my entire life regretting that I was too much of a coward in the moment, too much of a joking idiot to ever utter the words, I love you. And of course, my heart is beating out of my chest right now. Of course, my nerves are on end for fear that I've friend-zoned myself for so long, trying desperately. Even if it meant I lost you forever in that way, I was prepared to give up every ounce of happiness because I wanted to be like you. I wanted to learn from you. You inspired me. You inspired me in such a way that I started to grow like you, to care genuinely instead of sarcastically. You inspired me to not be selfish, which is something impressive all its own, but aside from that, as I grew to understand more about you, I grew to understand I wanted to be that one, that selfish and prattling one, that never leaves your side. The one who could say it, unironically, all of these lines of poking fun, of teasing you, had always been to get your attention focused on me. I didn't want you to be taken away. I wished for your happiness, but only with tongue in cheek, because I couldn't, in good heart, wish you happier with someone else, even if I wanted to be someone who cared about you more than anything. I knew deep down I would never be satisfied with that. And here we are. This little confession, all because you tripped and fell, all because I had the opportunity to save you. It's almost ironic, isn't it? The way these things come to pass often is governed by fate. I hate fate, if only because I had to wait so long. I had to be such a coward. When in reality, I dreamed of kissing you like this. Of wrapping a hand around your waist and dipping you forward. Like this. Of dancing beneath the moonlight. And seeing those gorgeous eyes fixated on me. focused beyond any shadow of doubt, that you could see me not just as a friend who cares, but as a man, and a man who is infatuated with you. Absolutely and indubitably so. At the end of the day, do not forget, I am a knight. But before I'm a knight, I want to be the man who stole away your chances, romance, and selfishly stole them away with me in this, our most fated romance. For as much as I hate fate, perhaps it showed some mercy on me today. After all, you didn't say no, did you? Am I to take your becoming silent as wondrous, yes? Or am I to take that kiss you placed on my lips with the slight promise of tongue as the true confession of your potential feelings for me?
Oh, really?
Do tell. I must know more.
Truth be told,
I didn't expect you to fluster me in such a way.
Nor did I expect in any capacity for you to return my feelings.
I have felt this way about you since at least 3 years ago. Sure, the first 2 years, I felt something was different about you. But if I'm honest, I take a long, long time in romance and love. They say it's always the most outspoken ones that have the biggest scars. But for me, it's less about the scars and more about a fear of a broken heart. I don't want my heart to be broken. So, may I trust it to you? And I might suggest the offer from earlier. Shall we have dinner? A bath? Or me? Somehow I thought you would choose that. And a lovely choice it is. Your lips are so devilishly soft. You could charm even the most fearsome warriors. A deadly and derelict sort of passion. I want you to feel it, if I might be so bold. I want you to feel me. My hot breath on your ear, perhaps. Or perhaps something a little more pertinent of the times. Would you prefer I spoil you? Or would you prefer to spoil me? Decadence is such a wonder to be shared, isn't it? Something I... Oh my. Perhaps it was just as enticing as the day I met you. But perhaps even more. Because right now, I see it as much as I feel it. I feel it as much as I dream it. And the situation of your warmth and touch is as precious to me as gold. Like gold and wine. I want to taste you. I wish to partake in this meal, since that might be not what we agreed on, but perhaps I can give you a meal and a bath. A tongue bath, perhaps. And a meal that I'll savor. And then when it's all over, perhaps you still can have me. Now, why don't you chill out? Sorry, couldn't resist. Especially with how hot you've become. Could this be my doing? Have we mistakenly thought I was a cryo user? But instead, perhaps I lit that pyro deep inside you. Why don't you keep focus, if you can? Or is my tongue too much for your body to handle? I can't tell which, but I don't mind either. So long as your enjoyment is paramount and you feel alive. That is all I could ever ask from our first daring encounter. A scandal in public, as it may be. This little hideaway, I kept just for the occasion. You do relax quite well, and you clean up just as well. Oh. Perhaps that's you wishing you had me. But a silly issue all the same, as you've had me for the past 3 years without knowing it, you dense, silly little fool. Or is it better to call you my cute little fool? The icy rose I wish to hold, but more than hold, as you can no doubt feel. Holding would never savor as much as this. Now, I trust you'll relax with me. Passion is something done for two, and I wish nothing more than that. To have that passion, to feel it gently and firm, mixed together in such a wondrous little... whatever you'd like to call this. Freeze. Show me that cute expression as you get driven wild by everything I do. I will spoil you, my love. Spoil you endlessly. But I need you to know everything slowly, decadently, until everything... Everything is yours. Until I and you feel the ecstasy in the air. The devilish delight of first love and romance done right. What a shame, almost. If it wasn't you, I would think so. than our very first spot of romance. Kisses and holding, cuddles under the moonlight would be in such a place. And yet, I don't think I would change it. Not even a detail. Not even a hair out of place. Because this passion, I finally get to understand it. True romance, like in novels that could only be thought of as distant dreams, I wish to feel, and I have, thanks to you, and you alone, my little love. My icy cold heart, my dense and adorable little lovebird. But the place and time certainly had me thinking. Only I have been graced with meals so far, my greed getting the best of me. As I devoured your cute little pussy, I had not given you the good graces of dining on a meal tonight, even if I bathed you with my tongue. And what a good bath it was. I've cheated you out of not one but two of the three things I promised, and so we have some unfinished business. Come now, I shall lead you to my humble abode, as you will get to see it in a new light. Screaming my name, ideally. I only jest, unless... Welcome, this lovely little hideaway. Just for me and you. I always kept it open, welcoming to someday have you in my arms here like this. But where are my manners? Shall I serve your meal like this? The decadence of sweets, perhaps your favorite sweets, all made into this foam. Now, I won't say I'm doing this for a selfish reason, but I think you know I've placed it and slathered it all over my cock just for you. Your favorite flavors in a delicious package that you can truly get the experience of what is to be your man and your meal. Don't be shy. I wouldn't mind at all if you dove right in. My. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were quite hungry. In the way, you didn't even wait until we got to bed. Was the slathering of your scent, the scent of your most decadent flavor, enough to make you dive right into my cock? Or was it mine, my scent, that had you riled up? Freeze. You feel it, don't you? I couldn't let you have all the fun. You feel that chilling but full sensation. That is a little toy I've made for you of ice. Deep inside you, and protruding just a bit. A sort of reward for you enjoying your meal. But that's not all I've done. You see, I may have learned how to make ice filled with lust, and this ice should be feeling a bit hot as well as cold, the way I've slathered it with years of pent-up desire for you. My dick wants you, but not just that.
I
want you so much more passionately. Not just the carnal desire, but the desire to spoil you, as you've spoiled me over the years. Always caring about me. Always seeing through my sarcasm, but never seeing my feelings. I've made this as an ode to you, honing my talents so that I could use even my vision to please you. And for the obvious, you suck my dick so well. You suckle on me as though I'm your favorite meal, and that makes me so happy. So happy. So happy. The way you spoil me. The way I spoil you. It's finally mutual after so many years. I've gotten my humble wish, my greedy wish, to have all of you. Selfishly to myself. Selfishly wrapped around my finger and mine alone. I've always been to you, but little could you realize it. Such a dense and adorable fool. You make me feel so amazing. I know, baby. The way you suck my dick. It's incredible. I need more of you. More. I want you to have me. I want to be your gift, wrapped up and unraveled. Just for your desires. However you wish to have me. However you want me. I'm yours. I'm yours. And I'll make you mine. My girl to have all to myself. I can't hold out much longer, I'm afraid. You may be getting a bigger meal than you expected. My icy rose. My cute but dense full. Take all of me. Savor your meal. It's coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Fuck. 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 You burn me up so much. And the snowball so becoming. You're much more experienced than I took you for. Or perhaps it's just your inner perversion at getting the guy that makes you so much like an avalanche of lust and love that I want to savor so much. You have no idea how much I want you, how much I've craved you, how many nights I've touched myself to you, and then felt guilty about it, if only because I didn't have you. And I felt it was a betrayal of our trust together. But I realized you were just dense, not unreciprocating. Those lewd kisses suit you. It's almost amazing how much you fluster me. How much you make my heart race every time your tongue dances against mine. Every time your body clashes against mine.
Yes. You're everything I've wanted. Everything I've craved. I want to feel more. Won't you give me everything? Won't you let me be greedy? Just a bit. And take you. Or perhaps I can finally give you the third part of that teasing I did for so long. Perhaps now I can fully give you me. You with your endless desires. You always wanted to be loved. To not be alone, correct?
I feel the same way. The only difference is, I think it was meant to be you.
Not to be too much of a romance, but I firmly believe that no one else would do. Don't you feel that way? Our compatibility, both physically
and beyond, is quite incredible. You can have me now. Does it turn you on when I present myself? Judging by how you've impaled yourself slowly, grinding against my cock just a bit, you've definitely felt something, haven't you? I certainly feel special, thanks to you. Oh, you took me all the way in, yet it feels like I'm the one out of breath. The pleasure simply being exquisite. My little fool, how you've made me the fool. The ease at which you fuck me makes me a bit vexed. I want you to feel it just as much. I will thrust up into you. Perhaps too much
for both of us.
I don't mind too much, as long as it's your kind of too much. You feel so good. So tight. Oh, so decadent. The way your pussy clamps on me. Yes, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. 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 I'll take all of me. I want all of you just like this. Simple, but so decadent. You are everything I dreamed of, baby. Everything and so much more. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, yes. I want you. I need it. I need you. I want you to feel so full, both of love and lust. So much so, I want you to be addicted to me. So addicted. So fucking addicted to me. Only to me. I want your eyes to never want for you to be mine, no matter who is looking. No matter if kings or emperors look, I want you to look at me still and see me as your man and the only one who deserves you. Fuck. Fuck. Yes. 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 Fuck. Oh, fuck. I want you to come. Come all over me. Yes. Don't hold back. No matter what. Don't hold back. I need you. Fuck. 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 Ow. Peculiar. Yet so. So good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Everything I could dream of, wrapped into one cute packet, impaled on my cock and leaking my cum. Such a befitting and wonderful chain of events. Words fail me. For once in my life, you've stolen them away. Perhaps the only one who can. You might be able to feel everything more with a kiss. You are everything to me. And after all those years of unrequited romance, I finally have you all to myself. Everything you are is special to me. So very special to me. How you make me smile endlessly. How you make me feel incredible, indescribable, and so very wondrous beyond words.
Shall I spoil you more? Or shall we rest, fall asleep in each other's arms? Or perhaps we take that bath together now? Could you even handle it, I wonder? Only one way